This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, no, no! Go, go, go!
Now broadcasting on their world tour, almost live from the People's Republic of China, please welcome Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Hey, this is Red. All right. Well, we're in the lobby right now, and we're here on the last day of our trip. Well, not really the last day of our trip, but the last day here in what they call Guangzhou, which is kind of the great clearinghouse of all babies adopted from China, because we all have to come through Guangzhou to get our paperwork done. So I am actually walking back our stroller that we borrowed from a local store here. Most stores will loan you a stroller for free. Typically, you end up spending about 8 times what the stroller ever would have cost you, but we need to buy all the stuff, but I'm going to take it back. Got a couple other things we need to pick up, last minute things, and I think we're going to interview the shopkeeper. Her name is Susan, who we've been buying a lot of stuff from, so we'll talk to you.
All right, this is Red. I'm back here. We are on, is this 4th Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here with Susan, who runs.
Yep, I'm Susan. Hi, how are you?
And what's your store called?
My store, Susan's Place.
Susan's Place, and
I'm
and you do great laundry.
I do great laundry. I do everything the best because
you're the best.
Yeah, and who won't do laundry here is the best parent too.
Yes.
I was just asking how long it takes to have that.
One day.
So if I brought the picture in the morning, would it be done at night or not till the next day?
At night or the next day, up to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
And Susan is always working, aren't you? Always
because,
working.
Because I like to work here because I need to I want to see the
you need to
two.
Eat?
No. I tell you what, in fact, I spent 4 years in my university, and my mom ran money from my relatives and her friends.
Okay.
Now I finished my courses, but I need to work to pay the debt back for her because
okay.
My mom's old.
Yeah.
And the other way, I found American is very nice because they come here to adopt Chinese baby. And you know, before they got the baby, I think the baby have nothing, you know, just the orphans.
Mm-hmm.
But they give them love, family, clothes, toy, love, everything. So I think that's really great.
So you think it's okay that Americans come here and adopt the Chinese
girls? Of course,
girls?
Yeah. I appreciated that. Yeah, I'm proud of that.
We were. That's one thing that was always in the back of my head was, did people think that we were taking advantage or being bad or for some reason coming over here?
I don't think so. I found some baby who adopt maybe a few years ago, but this time they came here again to adopt the second one. I can see the very happy face, you know, in their face, in the family. Who says not good? I think it's very great.
And you know, from all we've spent, she has plenty of toys and plenty of plenty of things like that.
You mean the toy?
All the toys and all the yeah. And you give stroll. You let us use a stroller for what? 4 days, 5 days.
You can use our stroller for whenever you want, because you have 50 strollers for free to use tomorrow.
And you have luggage?
Okay.
We bought a suitcase.
I have many suitcases, different sizes, different color, different style, and many different kind of imitation.
And when they don't fit your needs, I can bring it back, and I was able to go up a size.
When you're done, you use it, you can return us.
So I ship it back to you? When
yeah.
I get home, when I don't need it, I'll ship it back here to Guangzhou for you, and you sell it again. I'll have to charge you shipping, though.
If you ship them to us, we will appreciate that, but we don't want we will pay the shipment, because I think the shipping
would be more
costs much more than the exact price of the stroller. Okay. I know your pain is coming, but sit down here, don't worry.
I have to pack.
Oh, you have to pack now?
Yeah.
What time is it?
Oh, really?
Well, and Susan, you made my etching of our picture.
Yep.
Is that the first time you've ever done an etching of a sketch, of a drawn picture?
You mean I never...
You've done a lot of etchings of people's photographs, but have you ever done an etching of somebody's cartoon character before?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's first time.
First time. See, you need to make another one and put it up as a, say, here's a Wii. Look at all the things you can do. You can even take cartoon characters and make them etchings.
I made many cartoons about the dog, some kid, but never make some for people.
You know what?
It's the first time.
I think. Go ahead. Uh-huh. I think we're the only podcasters who have an etching of their picture, too. So, see? First time for everything.
I think the good idea. Yeah, you're right.
See?
So, I think it's the first one and the new beginning, too.
There you go.
I will make the second one to show
you. See, now I have to build a website for you.
Exactly.
And then all the podcasters of the world can send you photographs.
Yeah.
And you can make them etchings and ship them to America.
I hope so.
Actually, there's a guy who does a show in Japan.
Uh-huh.
It's called Hello from Japan, and he talks all over Japan. I don't know anybody from China, though.
Oh.
I'm thinking I'm the first podcaster in China.
Oh, really?
I may be. Or at least visiting China.
Oh, wow. First time visiting China?
This is my first time visiting China.
Oh,
yeah.
But how do you think?
Huh? How do I think? Hot.
Hot. Oh, my God. Hot.
We looked on the internet before we came, and it said the time not to go to China was this time of year because it was so hot.
Oh.
And it flooded, 2 weeks ago?
But this few days in China is very hot. In Guangzhou, China, it's very hot. Means not, it's unusual. Before now, it's hot, but not so hot.
Not this hot.
Because the hottest yesterday, the hottest degree is 39 degrees.
Celsius.
Very hot. Yeah, you're right.
It's like 112.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, one newspaper tells one case is about three taxis burned in the street because too hot.
The taxi just burst into flames?
Burned itself.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's really hot, you know.
Well, and how many weeks ago you had a flood up to your stairs,
Oh,
right?
Yes. Almost ended to my shop.
Oh,
which
wow.
Means about 3 centimeters.
And we're probably, 100
and
yards?
And many keys swimming here.
We're probably 100, 200 meters from the river, right?
Oh, yes. You're right. And
that's a lot of water.
Last 3 days. It's very unusual.
So did you go fishing from your storefront?
Somebody caught some small snake.
Oh.
Not in my store, because I prepare some sand pack in the
sand
store.
Bags.
Means if the frat went into my store, I will put the sand bag to aggregate the frat.
Now, do the tourists still
but
come out and shop?
A few of them. But they
roll through the pants.
Yeah, without the shoes in the hand.
Oh.
It's very interesting, very funny.
Now, how long have you had your store?
Oh, not me, it's my mom. Hi.
Oh, it's your mom?
How are you? My mom is Susan second. My mom is Susan first. I'm Susan second.
And so, how long has this store been here then?
No more 2 years. Almost 2 years.
2 years.
And before here, my mom have the other store in Dongfang Hotel for almost 6 years.
Really?
And when I finished my university, I worked for my mom almost 3 years in that store, which in Dongfang Hotel. And here, my mom ran from one old lady, and then I work here for. Almost 2 years.
Now, do you live up here?
No way.
Does anybody live up here, or are these just empty?
Up there, somebody live there, but it's the owner.
The person who owns this whole building?
They live here maybe almost 60 years, maybe.
Really?
But the building, they keep this, the original, more than 100 years.
Really?
Keep the original
All
shape
original.
Look like.
So you just rent your spot here?
My mom just rent here.
Rent here?
And upstairs, we just rent very small space to stop some stuff out hours.
So do most people who work down here not live down here? They live somewhere else, live out somewhere?
Mostly they just rent a store in the first floor, and the second one just for some people who live here maybe for more than 50 years.
Now,
but not for rent.
Do you live in Guangzhou, though?
Yeah, I'm Cantonese.
Okay.
But my parents are farmers.
They're farmers?
Because in Guangzhou City, you can find some family who is a farmer still. And 8 different areas divided by Guangzhou City. And some area of Guangzhou still grow corn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my parents, some of them.
They grow corn, really?
Yeah.
See, and I live in the middle of cornfields.
But now, new airport had used from maybe last year. So some fields, some lands will need collected back to the government. So they will pay some money to the parent and then to some present.
Okay.
And then they do not need work anymore for the farming.
So the government bought the land back
exactly,
from them?
Exactly, yeah. So now my parents retired at home.
They let you work and they stay at home, right?
Yeah, they stay at home, yeah. And just I work here.
So you're looking for some land now that you can buy, that the government will buy from you, so you can go sit at home and do nothing?
No, they will still give us some land to build some building, apartment. Or
really?
Somebody, if they have no money enough to afford an apartment, to build an apartment, they will group some vegetables, something what they like, flower, to make fun.
Yeah.
Because the government will pay them some money each month, but very less. But they feel very happy.
Now, do you like doing this? Do you like running your shop?
Before now, I like to work here, but now I want to make my dream come true because I want to go to United States to improve my English. Mm-hmm. So I used to try one text of TOEFL. Have you heard about that?
Do what?
An international text, TOEFL. The name is TOEFL text. And twice 1 year, and then you can ask for this kind of examination. And then if you can pass that, you can go to United States to continue your English study for 2 years for free.
Oh, wow.
But before you take the test, you need to pay $600 to the government. But if you fail, you cannot take the money back.
So you have to get your English. So that's why a lot of people down here are studying English and trying to get their English better before they can
but
go take that test.
But I tried one time. I failed because I paid $600.
And you can't get it back.
I cannot get the money
back. Oh, no.
So now I work here, but I need to save money to afford my apartment.
Then what do you think you would do in the U.S. if you got over there?
I will enter the university first.
Okay.
And then I will feel what is the difference of the life of the different people, different country, different culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will find one job for myself. But myself, I can do a lot of handwork. I can carve, I can painting, I can make the bracelet, the knobs, you know. So I don't know. I will try my best to study my English well first.
Well,
then I will find some job in the in some group or company.
We have friends in our hometown who are from China, and they've come to China with their family.
Oh.
And they opened a Chinese restaurant.
Ooh.
To basically make enough money to put their children through American schools.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do I need to pay for them?
I don't know. There's a bunch in our town I know, but one family that we've talked about our adoption with and everything, and we're friends with is they came over here. Their kids were maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, and they brought them over and opened a restaurant, and they're running the restaurant to make enough money to.
You mean the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, just Chinese food.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean Americanized version, but still, Chinese food.
Even I can take one job in the restaurant, I don't care, Just can't afford myself. My life is okay,
Yeah, and they make enough to pay for their life, and then to have their kids be able to go to United States schools and colleges and. And then sometimes the kids will take the restaurant, or sometimes they just sell the restaurant and they retire.
Wow, I was told after 2 years free to study in United States, if some group or big company who can hire me, and then I can ask for lasting more time, much longer.
Well,
in the States.
And more and more big businesses in the United States are looking for translators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people who I know. My company, we just. Because I do web internet things.
Oh, really?
They just launched the Chinese version of our company's website. And so we have call centers.
How can I show my website to somebody? Because I want to tell somebody that I do the same service with Jennifer series. But I don't know how I can get the beginning.
Well,
website, I want to show all what I have in internet.
I'll get, before I leave, I'll get your email address and I can email you some things and how you can do
One
that.
Minute.
Okay.